This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The U.S. is sending additional military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, according to the Pentagon. The announcement came after last weekend's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil installations that U.S. officials said were carried out by Iran, an allegation that Tehran denies. Secretary of Defense, Secretary Mark Esper.
To prevent further escalation, Saudi Arabia requested international support to help protect the kingdom's critical infrastructure. The United Arab Emirates has also requested assistance. In response to the kingdom's request, the president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense. We will also work to accelerate the delivery of military equipment to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the UAE to enhance their ability to defend themselves.
Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs Adel Al-Jubeir said on Saturday that the kingdom would build on its response to last weekend's attacks on the country's largest oil processing facility based on the results of the investigation.
The more engagement you have with Iran, the more Iran believes that its aggressive behavior is acceptable in the world, and that's not acceptable. So those issues have to be reconsidered.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling on Wednesday to Riyadh to discuss with Saudi officials the attack on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. Leading international human rights organizations are asking U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres to publicly condemn China for detaining more than a million Muslims. A joint letter signed by Human Rights Watch, Amnesty International, and other groups urged the UN chief to call for the immediate closing of all detention camps in Xinjiang province. The group said public condemnation from Guterres would be an important step forward. This is VOA News.